Don't Give Up Radio Show with Jackie Wayans. Inspiration through word and song for you.
Though your world is torn apart and you're left with a broken heart and you feel that there's no real healing inside. Oh no, but this I know, it's more than a feeling. Jesus said it in his word, you cannot feel it, just believe it. He'll make everything, he'll make it all right. He will make it all right.
Yes, he will. He'll make it all right. And we are all right as we are here again another week with each other. I'm your host, Jackie Wayans, and you are listening to Don't Give Up Radio. So happy to be with you again. I think of it as a blessing and a great opportunity. Now, usually I have guests with me, but every now and then, every quarter or every half time of the year, I like to slow it down a little bit and just reflect. Talk about some things that I've learned and share with you even what I've gleaned from having people on the show and them sharing with me. And if you're listening and you have any problems hearing me, feel free to just dial on in and let me know. We're actually upgrading our sound, and I'm looking forward to being able to share that with you as well. So tonight, we're going to just take a few minutes and go through some of the highlighted shows, some of the great work that's really come through, and the nuggets that I've gotten from that. And I was reminded today also of coming back to the message of why I started this show and why I'm doing this for you and for me. You know, in case you didn't know, we are on Facebook. And you can just type in Don't Give Up Radio, and you will find us right there, and I'd love to hear from you. Now, I wanted to take a look at this wonderful verse in Isaiah 54:17, and it says, "No weapon formed against me shall prosper, and every tongue which rises against you in judgment shall you condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is from me, says the Lord." Now, what's so wonderful and what's so great to me about this verse, very impacting verse, and the first time I ever heard it was through a song by Minister Fred Hammond. And he's not just a musical artist to me. He is definitely a psalmist. And the song actually stopped me from taking my life. It stopped me from really planning and putting things together and orchestrating, laying out a very carefully laid plan to exit this world, because I felt that I had done all I could do. I felt that every obstacle there could have been just came my way, despite being a Christian, despite reading my word, despite going to church. Nothing was working. And I think back to a show I had a few months ago. Stephane Labustier was on, and he's a wonderful relationship coach and motivational speaker. And we did a show about how men can have sex with their wives. And I remember getting a few tweets and comments about why would I do that type of show. But, you know, at the place that I was over 12 years ago, when you have stress and difficulties and problems in your marriage and in your home and your self-esteem and all of these things, I had a show like that because that's an issue that people don't discuss or bring up, especially in the Christian community when they're facing things. But I wanted to share with you the heart of where Don't Give Up was birthed. And instead of me just chatting about it, I'm going to actually play a track from my CD called My Strength, My Song. And I'm really just talking and conveying the moment of change, the moment that I would love all of you to experience as well.
I would like to tell you that after 6 years of trials, heated circumstances, and tribulations, that sunshine was in sight. But the truth is, it would still be another decade before significant changes. The pain was so bad. I cried every single day. And I don't mean that cute crying either. I'm talking about that ugly stuff. I remember going into the bathroom to cry so that the kids wouldn't see me. I would slam my head against the wall just to keep from feeling the pain in my soul. I could not get out of bed in the morning, and the tears would seep from my eyes before I even woke up. I had finally lost all hope. I thought, surely the promises in the Bible were not for me. There was nothing for me to do at that point but wait to die. I didn't even feel worthy of the oxygen I was consuming. My mistakes to me were irreversible. So I stopped. I stopped everything. I stopped reading my Bible. I stopped praying. I was still going to church, but I was not even trying to look happy or wear the mask anymore. Condemnation was holding me like a prisoner in chains, and the weight of its burden was calling out my name. One Sunday morning, while still listening to Christian radio, God used the only venue left open to speak to my heart, and that was music. There in my kitchen, He hit me so hard with a personal promise of hope, I couldn't believe what I was hearing. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. That's what this song said over and over again. It stopped me in my tracks, frozen. Tears flowed down my face. Could I dare to believe again? Should I even try? I was already at the point of contemplating suicide. I got my will in order and I was just waiting. But instead, I searched out the Spirit of David CD by Fred Hammond, where this song was what I listened to daily, as if it were medicine prescribed by a doctor. And I tell you the truth, this CD saved my life. And I want you to know, wherever you are today, whatever your situation or circumstances, know that God is true and Satan is a liar. And you must believe that no weapon formed against you will prosper. Take one step today, one stand today, and dare, like I did, to hold on to this promise, and I promise you, He'll see you through.
Well, there you have it, a moment of change. There I was, hopeless, and within a moment, God used a song to bring hope back to my heart. And even while I was still in that circumstance, it didn't change. But having the hope is what allowed me to begin to try to live again and to begin to do the things that could reverse the situation that I'm in. And we'll talk a little later about the fact that faith without works is dead. But I wanted you to hear that because somebody is at that place. Somebody feels so low, so down, so out that they don't want to take another breath. But I'm here to tell you that if there's breath in your lungs, it's because God still has a purpose and a plan for your life. And I don't want to sound cliche about that. It's absolutely true. And I think on the many guests that I've had on the show and some horrific situations, you know, Carmen Love, the author of They Loved with Closed Fists, I mean, that title alone tells you what she experienced. From being a little girl abused by her father and then growing up and getting married and then having abused in that situation. But she was able to find the Lord and she was able to find peace. And I will tell you that you cannot have true peace, enduring peace, until you have that relationship with the Lord and that peace that comes from Him. And, you know, I love trust in the Lord with all your heart. And lean not unto your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him. Proverbs 3:5. And that was when I said yes to the Lord at 19. That was what we would call my favorite verse. Because I heard the wisdom in the verse. But to this day, I still struggle with not leaning on my own understanding. And that's something that we have to come to a moment that we relinquish ourselves, we let go of our own will, and we say, Lord, thy will be done. That's the only way that someone like Carmen and the many other guests that have been on the show and those who will be in the show in the future could have made it through such horrific situations. Who expects to be molested by a relative? Who expects to be degraded and demeaned throughout their whole life until they finally find that moment of victory. But that moment is there. It is coming, and that's what we have to hold on for. And the Lord will get the glory out of our lives. It is His desire to do so. And, you know, even as I'm mentioning these guests, Stéphane Labussière, Carmen Love, definitely feel free to just scroll down the page on Blog Talk Radio and click on, you know, the show and take a listen. And also on my Facebook page, Don't Give Up Radio, I often feature these broadcasts there as well so that you can listen to them again. Thankfully, with the technology, we can do that. But even as I'm talking to you right now, I don't believe that anyone just hones in and just listens for a moment by happenstance. There's a reason why you're listening. There's something that you need to hear and something that you need to get out of this. And when you're in a situation like I was or some of my guests, there's a need to get strength from the Lord every single moment. It's as if you can't breathe or take another step without the Lord's help. When you're at that place, the best thing to do is to acknowledge that. Don't try to put on a mask. Don't try to, you know, accommodate people. Don't go through business as usual. Take the moment to say, Lord, I need you, and I'm dependent on you every moment, and the only way I'm going to get from one moment to the next is if you're the one who leads me through it. group Forever Jones, Forever Jones, wonderful family, wonderful ministry they have going there. And just the lyrics are so clear. In the midst of chaos, he is in our every heartbeat, and he is also the courage for a faithful heart. They say so much, so much. We have a chaotic world that we are living in. I barely want to turn on the news. I try not to. There are things happening with people we know, people we don't know, and then there's what's going on within our own heart and in our own mind, and it can make us weak and it can make us fearful. But God is here to encourage that full heart. And the key there is being faithful, right? Having a faithful heart, not turning away, not shutting the door like I wanted to do when I said, you know, I'm closing this Bible, forget it. You know, it's true, I believe you, God, but for some reason it's not true for me. That's what I really sincerely thought. And thankfully he loved me enough that he stopped everything to show me just how much he loved me. And God is no respecter of persons. If he did that for me, I know that he would do it for you. Pain is something, it does not care where you live or who you are. I'd love to say that came from me, but that actually came from a Fred Hammond song. Pain doesn't care where you live or who you are. And I had Braxton Cosby on the show recently. And, you know, he shared about growing up without a father and being raised with his mother and grandmother. And the difficult times, poor times, even having the Cosby name and being aware that his uncle was this wonderful American icon, but that wasn't his reality. And some people, that could have made them bitter. They could have used it as an excuse. But Braxton didn't do that. Braxton developed a really wonderful work ethic, a drive to achieve and to be all the things that his father wasn't to him. And thankfully, God revealed himself in a very personal way to him by the time he was 19 years old. So today, Braxton is producer, author, husband, and father. And where did he get the wisdom to be all of those things? Well, it comes from God. It comes from the Holy Spirit. It comes from reading the Word and praying and, again, yielding yourself to that. But his name did not spare him from having pain in his life, from suffering. His name was not a reason to keep him from crying out to God and saying, I need you. Pain does not care where you live or who you are. Pain affects everyone. It doesn't matter if you have not a dime to your name or you are the wealthiest person on the planet. I'm telling you that pain will find you at some point. And the show is designed for really those who I call overcomers. You may still be in a situation that looks horrid. You may still be suffering and crying on your pillow every single night. But that doesn't mean you're not an overcomer, because if you are still getting up every day, you're still taking care of business, taking care of your children, you're getting your degree, whatever it is you're pursuing, the fact that you're putting one step in front of the other every single day makes you an overcomer. It just means that you have not reached that goal yet. And guess what? There is no final destination until we get to the final destination. So we should all be bettering ourselves every single day. And Ephesians 3:20 says, now unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. And you know what? That verse is used a lot. And I used to say, gosh, I have a great, vivid, wonderful imagination. So I don't know, God, if you could top what I'm thinking. How ridiculous is that? The God who created this whole universe, all the scientific things that we are still figuring out, spoke that into being in one shot. How is it possible that I can't think above? He has things in store for me that I can't even imagine. But you know what? What I read for you was not the whole verse. Oftentimes, I find that when that verse is read, that indeed what we're getting is half the verse. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you ask or think, according to the power that works in us. Guess what? We have to be believing something. We have to be standing on a word, standing on a principle. We have to be trusting in God, and that power of the Holy Spirit and the power of that word working in us is what leads to the first part of the verse that says that he is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we ask or think. We have to be asking, first of all, and then we have to be thinking about something, right? So you don't keep your mind, as hard as it is, on the current situation that you're in. In order to do that, again, cry out to the Lord, say, I need you. If you're listening right now and you're at the place, you know this is you, as this song plays, I want you to just pray. I want you to just meditate on the word and allow this to be a moment that you say, I'm going to trust you, God, no matter what the circumstances bring.
My heart and my flesh cries out for the living God, for the living God. Incline your ear, the trembling and tears of yearning, to the throne of grace, to see your face. I'm burning and longing for you. I need the
Don't Give Up Radio Show with Jackie Wayans. Inspiration through word and song for you.
All right, all right. I hope you're enjoying the show. And once again, I'd love to hear from you. I am on all your social media platforms, Facebook. Just type in Don't Give Up Radio. You'll find me there. And I'm on Twitter, Jackie Wayans. That's J-A-C-Q-U-I-E, Wayans, just like the Wayans brothers. So we've been chatting tonight. We've just been sharing. And, you know, I was talking about the fact that pain is no respecter of person. But, you know, the flip side of that coin that is so incredibly beautiful and wonderful is the fact that love is no respecter of persons either. And, see, that's where the power and the strength comes. 1 John 4:18 says, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out all fear, because fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. Oh, boy. God has really been, over the past week, giving me a lesson in this and what it means to love in a way that casts out fear. Do you know a lot of what we do is really fear-based and not faith-based? And as human beings, we're in charge of a lot, and so many things can go wrong, and we focus on what can go wrong, given life. But when we do our part and we plan and we pray and we seek God's face and his guidance, really, we need to rest in the security of his love, and we have to believe that he's loving and he's trusting as he said he was. And when we are able to fully accept that, it changes the way we do things. You know, I'm a parent. I have three young adults. The youngest is 18 years old and graduating this month, yay. And you know, I find that fear-based parenting, though it hadn't dominated my parenting skills, it was still there. And, you know, he was really good to call me on it oftentimes. I remember once picking him up from elementary school, and he was in the upper grade, so he was maybe fifth grade, I would say. He was 10. And there was a little corner store literally right across the street on the corner. It wasn't like down the block, around the corner. All the kids went. The security guard was there, and I went to pick him up. And he already had his snack, and I was like, you went to the store by yourself? And he's like, yes, Mommy, but I did everything you told me. I looked both ways, and I prayed before I crossed the street. And you know what? What could I say at that moment in time? You know, he was 10 years old. The security guard was there. And, you know, he did everything I had taught him to do. And oftentimes I remember saying to the Lord or praying to the Lord, be my eyes, be my ears, be my hands, and be my feet, because the Lord can go all the places that we can't go as parents. And with Father's Day coming up and being right around the corner on Sunday, it's something that is often thought of, you know, Darth Vader, Star Wars, you know, the father figure image in there is iconic. But even though we love watching Darth Vader on the screen, nobody wants Darth Vader for their dad. You know, you don't want to be petrified of your father. And the scripture says, you know, for fathers not to, you know, drive their children to wrath. But of course, that's mother and father. It's parents as well. And it's important that we allow love and grace to be a part of our parenting, love and grace to guide what we do. And when love is the guide, discipline will be there. Discipline will be there properly and accurately, and it will not go overboard. But when you are, you know, applying discipline because you're scared, you're applying discipline because you see a trait in yourself that you hate and you want to get it out, you know, and you don't want them to be stranded with that. You see a decision that they're making that looks like they're going to go down the same wrong path that you did, and we react in fear instead of taking it to prayer and to our Father, trusting in His love, and then with that agape love, being able to turn back to our loved ones and say, you know what, this is what I'm able to offer you, and this is what I think should be done, and this is how we're going to pray together about this issue, and then just watch God work because He is faithful. I did a show earlier this year. It's been the highest rated show so far, and it was surrounding the topic of homelessness. Jesse Hardy has a wonderful homeless operation project out in Connecticut, and I feel very strongly that this show does at least 4 mission projects every year. And missions to me is not just international abroad. It's right here where I live as well, and it can take on many different forms. And to me, his work with the homeless is mission-based. And to understand from talking to Jesse that the only difference that makes his project such a success and why I consider it a success is because the homeless people want to be involved with the program. See, if you have a great program with lots of funding and the homeless people don't trust you and they don't want to go, then it's not a success. But they trust Jesse. Jesse is the type of guy who will sleep out on the street to identify. He will give you the coat off of his back. He will walk home without any shoes so that your needs can be met. And he does this work out of perfect love. It is really a passion for him. And I question, well, what could stop the homeless crisis in New York City, in New York State, in every city? Well, love actually is the answer. Instead of us becoming jaded, blinding our eyes to the situation, just walking past, throwing a dollar here or there, but to really be able to get involved. And I found that Jesse's perfect love really has made a difference in the work he's doing. It taught me a lesson. And I'm looking forward to a time where I can actually physically join forces with him. We haven't been able to lock down a date yet, but it's something that I believe is so important to do. And I just give you a special shout out tonight, Jesse Hardy of J-Hop. You're doing great work. Don't get discouraged. There are people who may not be linking arms with you right now, but trust God for His perfect timing. Don't fear, but keep doing what you can do. And I know God will be faithful to that. And there are many of you who have started projects, and it doesn't seem like it's going the way you'd like it to. You were convinced that God said, you know, start this radio show, produce this CD, write this book, and you did it, and it's not going anywhere, and you're losing money, and you're tired, and you've made sacrifices, and you don't understand. Trust Him, because nothing that He tells you to do will go without yielding fruit. Just love and trust the Lord, and He will be faithful. And as I've done this show, and I've spoken to so many people, we've had, you know, Spanish people on and Russian people on and African-American and West Indian. It doesn't matter. When it comes to pain, we all go through it. When it comes to love, God's love is there for each and every one of us. And I'm reminded about a song that the Winans did years ago called Love Has No Color. And I just wanted to play that. It's quite retro, and some of you may not know it, but I love it, and I love their work, and it just speaks to the fact that love really is the universal answer, and God's love is that perfect love. Because you know what? God is love. So when you talk about love, you're really not talking about an it. You're talking about a who. And his Holy Spirit is what makes us give it. Because we have him, we can now turn around and share that love with others, even those who others in the world might say are not lovable. I don't care on this show what color you are, what nationality you are. We are brothers and sisters in Christ. We are one. And at the end of the show, if that's not true for you at this moment, I'm actually going to share with you how it can be true. You know, I'm reminded of a great show that we did with James Cordiero. He's the director of Community Mass Choir. And he and his wife came to the U.S. through a prophetic dream that was given to them, completely supernatural. And I love that show because so many people will tell you now that there's no such thing and it just doesn't happen. But it was to the T verbatim, and no one made it happen. But what I loved about this story, going back to James chapter 2, verse 20, is that, the idea that faith without works is dead. And so many of us, as I was sharing before we went to break, we have been given a dream. We've been given a song to sing, a book to write, a show to produce, a business to start, a family to begin, a love to have. But when we start and we begin to toil, it seems like it's not working out. And when it seems like it's not working out, we want to give up. We want to throw in the towel, and we think, oh, well, maybe we just missed God along the way, when in actuality, it is God right now. He's the one who spoke the dream. And in their story, this husband and wife story, coming from Brazil to New York, everything was perfectly orchestrated. And in the one area where they didn't listen quite directly, it was still orchestrated, God leading their steps to the place that he had them to be. And it's a wonderful thing to see that not only the dream was interpreted and spoken to them, but then the work of let me send an email, let me go ahead and trust and get on the plane, let me, and seeing God meet you every step of the way. And I've had many moments like this. When I started this radio show, I had no idea how to do it. I just knew there was a driving passion in me to get it done and to start where I could start. And I started here at Blog Talk Radio, and a few months later, I was invited to join Salem Media Network and be a part of them. And now I'm looking to even branch out on a larger scale and increase the sound and increase everything that I'm doing on a higher level so that there could be excellence here in this work. But it takes work. I work a regular 35-hour week, and then I come home and dedicate another 25 hours at least to this, and I have, kids and things of that nature. But, yeah, that's the price that's paid. I remember that when Oprah started, I believe they quoted her as working 55 hours a week. By the time she developed OWN and had her OWN network, she was working an 80-hour week. And a lot of times we look at the success and we see the awards and the fancy clothes, but 80 hours of commitment towards making something work. The Lord will meet you. He's faithful. If he's spoken it to you, he will meet you. But it does mean the work will have to be put in, and obstacles will arise. Funding, all sponsors, whatever it is, there will be obstacles. But keep the faith and believe him. He is the goal. If he's given it to you, as overcomers, we can reach it. I've spoken about the scripture, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And sometimes people just throw that verse out there glibly, but I mean that. I mean, the people who tell you that too, they mean it, but I'm not just sugarcoating and saying, oh, you can do all things through Christ. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. You have to intrinsically believe that and tell yourself that when you don't believe it, and keep it moving because he is so faithful. Our time is going so quickly, but I wanted to get in Tracy Randall. He is a brother. He is a friend, and his show was actually quite recent. And, whenever Tracy is interviewed, whether it's on radio, television, he's singing at a church, they always talk about his cancer. And it's the type of cancer that is incurable. And so unless God removes it, it's something that he is living with. But what I love about him is he is living his life. And he gave me such great nuggets on that show He talks about the fact that he doesn't do to-do lists. He does I've done it lists. And I thought that was great. We're often focusing on what we haven't done yet and all that needs to get done. How often do we take the time to check off what we have done through God's power? Waking up in the morning and getting out of bed is a big deal for him. And you know what? It is a big deal for us, too, because it means God has given us purpose for another day. He's given us the ability to move on and to do something great for him. So that show was really powerful for me because, you know, you're talking about someone who's raising his family, and he is a lawyer by day and a sports agent and all these things that you would say, hey, just chill out and relax. But he knows that he's here for a purpose, and he's going to do everything he can for the Lord before that time comes. And I want to just play his song, Born a Winner, because it's addictive. You know, if Christ is in you, he's created you, he's put something in there. You just have to realize it for yourself. And if you give up before you ever realize that, it will never come to pass. Hey. at Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You are a winner. You've got to believe it. And I know someone who's a great winner and who has, he knows it, and he's letting it shine forth. His name is Skerrick Boy. A lot of you have heard him on the radio show here and a lot of other places. He was the front man for Major Lazer, and now he is doing everything for Jesus Christ only. And he's having Caribbean Gospel Fridays every Friday until August 19th. I want you to go check it out. We're always like, oh, there's nothing to do. There's no place to go. Now you have some place to go and to be. It's going to be Stratosphere Studios, Utica Avenue in Brooklyn. You can go to electricgospel.net, electricgospel.net, and find out all the dates there and who's going to be playing. There's going to be DJs and artists, jerk chicken and theme fish, you can have all you want. And I will be there on July 11th, and I will be sharing in song for you there. So again, that's Caribbean Gospel Fridays. Go to electricgospel.net for more information about that. And our time is whittling away. I want you to stay tuned for next week's broadcast. We're going to have God's Vessel, that's his stage name, with us, and he is going to share his Christian hip-hop music with us. He has done it all. When I talk about living the life, shot up, smoked up, whatever it was, he's done it. And he's going to speak very real from the heart. His songs don't play. He does not cut any words. He's going to talk about pornography and addiction. He's going to bring it all to the table. So have your stomach dirty and firm. We're going to go into that together next week. And again, I invite you to listen to this broadcast again. Listen to earlier broadcasts. It's right here available for you on Blog Talk Radio, as well as it will be available through Facebook on Don't Give Up Radio page. And again, you can find me on Twitter. This show is designed to lift and encourage through both music and song. So until next week, I want you to continue to be your own best hero. Realize that the God who created all the universe sent his son, the greatest hero of all, to pay the price for you so that you don't have to pay it. All you have to do is Romans 10:9-10, confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus Christ is Lord, and you shall be saved. It's a wonderful privilege and a wonderful gift, and I would that all would be able to enter in. And that's also why I do the show, because if you just make your life a little better here, that's okay. But we want you to have eternal life, eternal joy, eternal peace, eternal beauty. We don't want to just take care of what's going on down here, and then when it's all said and done, you're separated from God forever. That does not pay. So it is my joy to do this. Thank you for listening to Don't Give Up Radio Show. And until next week, be well.
Don't Give Up Radio Show with Jackie Wayans. Inspiration through word and song for you.
Though your world is torn apart and you're left with a broken heart and you feel that there's no real healing inside. Oh no, but this I know, it's more than a feeling. Jesus said it in his word, you cannot feel it.